Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers at the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog, win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256, and all it takes is a $4 bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. Joining me now is Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. Ross, are you all set to talk some Penn State football?
Absolutely, Jim. I am ready, man. Let's do it. I look forward to this every week. This is like the only, whatever it is, 30 minutes, 45 minutes where I get to talk Penn State football. I read up on it all week, you know, to keep post on everything that's going on because I'm a kind of a fan and I do this show. So I like to have the opportunity to spread some knowledge, hopefully.
Well, Ross, I love your enthusiasm and knowledge. Let's put them both to work here. We've been starting, we've begun a series now on the positional evaluations. In the last couple of weeks, we've tackled the offensive line, then the tight ends. Today, we're going to move over to the wide receivers. And just to set the table on this, Ross, a year ago when we were going into this, we were talking about KJ Hamler had decided to go to the NFL. We were questioning whether Jahan Dotson could be the lead guy. We weren't looking at any depth coming back. We were bringing in a third coach in 4 years. Just how different are things 1 year later?
So much different. It's kind of crazy, right, that a year ago, to your point, I don't want to just repeat exactly what you just said. That's not good content. But a year ago, to your point, it wasn't their biggest question mark, Jim. It was by far the biggest question mark on the whole team. I mean, we felt great about every other I felt really good about every other position group for the most part, which, by the way, Jim, I'm looking at their depth chart and it still says – record 4-5 overall. That just eats at me. To go into a season where you felt good about the roster at every position other than wide receiver, and then it turns out that the wide receivers actually played pretty well and the team went 4-5, I think there's a lesson there, Jim. And the lesson is, and this is something that Coach Belichick would talk about all the time in New England, every year is a new year. And as much as there is definitely some carryover from 1 year to the next, it doesn't mean Sean Clifford's going to necessarily play better than he did the year before, or even as well in his case. It doesn't necessarily mean the offensive line. Every year is new year. Now, in fairness to everybody involved, we all know and recognize last year was a year unlike any other and hopefully unlike any we'll ever see in any capacity. And the combo of the new coaches, especially on offense, with no spring ball and everything that happened, I think it was just a really unfortunate confluence of events for Penn State. But the real bright side was the receivers. We went into it not knowing anything about true freshmen like Parker Washington and Keandre Lambert-Smith. In particular, Washington, we know, had an outstanding year. And then Jahan Dotson. He had been sort of an afterthought, Jim. But When you watch Penn State in 2019, it was like, yeah, he's okay, right? I mean, there was no, like, his first couple years, I don't know that there was a ton of excitement as much as Dotson was acceptable, solid, whatever you want to call it. You know, no Hamler was a major concern. And then Dotson stepped up and had one of the really impressive years for a wide receiver from Penn State in a while. And then he stayed. He stayed in school, which, by the way, Jim, you know, on the Ross Tucker podcast and College Draft podcast, all the other things I do, I follow the draft closely. It is insane how many good receivers there are. It's insane. I mean, Chris Olave from Ohio State would have been a first-round pick, but he came back to Ohio State because he knows he wouldn't have gone till the 20s probably, because he knows he would have gotten drafted after Ja'Marr Chase and Devontae Smith and Jaylen Waddle, etc. So he came back to school, which, by the way, is a whole other topic we could do at some point, Jim, because you think about it, like, even like Ohio State, they had guys that came back to school last year, Wyatt Davis, the guard, Sean Wade, the corner. They hurt their draft stock. They're going to get drafted lower this year than they would have last year. So they put another year of wear and tear on their body, another year where they didn't make any money, at least not legally. Who knows what's going on in Ohio State? Where they didn't make any money. But and their draft stock went down. I mean, what a disaster from a business standpoint on so many levels. Flip side, they got to play in the national championship game. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of value to that for them. But the point is I think Jahan Dotson made the right decision. He wasn't ranked and wouldn't have been ranked. I don't think he would have been ranked in the top 20 receivers for this year's draft. That's how good they are. So he emerged as a star. As a star, he got faster. His contested catches were incredible. His run after the catch was extremely impressive. And I'm very excited to see where he gets ranked moving forward into next year's draft class. But obviously, he is now immediately becomes the star of Penn State's offense. He was last year. He is the single most known commodity of what they have on the offensive side of the ball. And he's a guy they can count on. And then, just as importantly, you know what? I'll stop there because, A, I need to take a breath, and, B, I'll let you comment on Dotson.
Well, first of all, I agree, and it would be bad radio if I repeated everything you said. But on previous shows going into the season, we reiterated just what you said, that Jahan Dotson, boy, he's a nice number two, isn't he? But I'll tell you what, after those couple catches against Ohio State, that's what convinced me. He's a number one, and you have that set. Let's talk, Ross, about those incoming freshmen from last year who needed to step up. Parker Washington and Keandre Lambert-Smith, I'm assuming they're the number two and three receivers going into the season. Give me your take on those two.
Well, right now, you'd have to think that that's the case. And it's funny, Jim, because Parker Washington, you know who he reminds me of? Take a guess as to who Parker Washington reminds me of a little bit.
Well, I'm trying to think, because my take on him is he's a running back playing wide receiver. So I'm trying to think of someone who fits
that. Interesting. I don't know that. I don't know that I would go there, but I think that's an interesting observation by you.
And I do that because of the body build. Is it not more a running back's build that he has? But to me, the exciting part about that is what he does with the ball after he catches it. Go ahead. Give me your comparison, though.
I think you're right, because 5'10", 210 is absolutely typically more what you'd see from a running back than you would from a wide receiver. Now, Parker Washington is thicker than this guy, but he reminds me of Jahan Dotson. He reminds me of Jahan Dotson. He reminds me of Jahan Dotson and some of the natural things that Dotson was able to do as a freshman, able to do as a sophomore. I mean, I felt like last year we almost had Jahan Dotson wearing number 5 and mini Jahan Parker Washington wearing number 3. I just think that there's a lot of similarities between those two guys.
That's a very good comparison. And it's interesting then, you see those two guys as number 2 and 3. And I want to get to a couple more guys, Ross, in the couple minutes we have left. After that, though, you still need more than 3 players. And I'll set the next group into 3 different categories. The veterans, Daniel George and Cam Sullivan Brown. The guys who have been here a year or so, like Jaden Daunton, Malik Mega, Norval Black. And then the incoming freshmen, Lonnie White and Liam Clifford. Who do you see stepping up among those 3 groups?
Well, I would think that they'll get productive snaps from either George or Sullivan Brown. You know, if those guys are still here at the end of spring ball, then they feel like there's going to be a role for them. And I think my guess out of those two would probably be Daniel George. But I think that there would be some role for them. You know, part of me, Jim, is a little bit bummed out that Isaac Lutz didn't take the extra year of eligibility, because late in the year, he kind of became a guy they could count on. I mean, he had multiple games there where he was making a lot of important catches for them. I will say this, 2 things on the true freshman receivers. Number one, if there's ever going to be a true freshman receiver that has a good rapport with the starting quarterback, it would be Liam Clifford. If he doesn't, something's gone very, very wrong at some point in the process. They're brothers, literally. Not like, hey, we're brothers. No, they're brothers. They should be in on the same wavelength, on the same page, whatever you want to call it. That's number one. Number two, now I don't know if he'll be able to do it as a true freshman, because he's never really played the position before. But I got to tell you, Jim, Lonnie White is a total freak show. Like, watch film of Lonnie White. Watch Lonnie White basketball highlights. Watch Lonnie White football highlights. Watch Lonnie White baseball highlights. Probably just watch Lonnie White eating dinner highlights. The guy is unbelievable. The question is, he's not an early enrollee because he's playing other sports. Will he be able to do it as a true freshman? I'm just not sure whether or not that's the case.
And, Ross, we got to be concerned. He may be a very high baseball draft pick also. That might be an attractive pull for him. That's it for quarter number 2 and Tucker's Tape. Stay tuned. In quarter number 3, we ask Ross.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.